The defence has opened its case in the long-running Vicky Calder poison retrial. The High Court in Christchurch is now into the fifth week of the trial of biologist Vicky Calder, who's denied attempting to murder her former partner, Professor David Lloyd, with the poison acrylamide in late 1992. Our court reporter, Merle Noland, has been in the court today and she joins me now. Merle, what was the main thrust of the defence opening today?
Yes, well, it was a strong opening with QC Judith Ablett-Kerr saying that Calder is an innocent woman. She said this most strongly. She said she's an innocent woman who's been wrongly accused. And the defence claims that perhaps no crime at all was committed, because their contention is that it was a rare infection and not poison that caused the professor's problems.
What about all the scientific evidence which has been produced by the Crown indicating that the poison was acrylamide? What happened with that?
Yes, well, there's been a lot of it, and there will be a lot from the defence to try and sweep it away. Over the last month in cross-examination, the defence has been scathing of the scientific evidence, saying it's not strong and it's so questionable that it should be disregarded. But then, of course, therein lies the problem. It's the heart of the case, the science and the medicine. But the problem is that the work on acrylamide is very new. There's been very little done, and therefore the knowledge about it is very limited. And the defence admits to the jury it's all so new that even world-acclaimed scientists cannot agree. And of course the poor jury has the task of judging who's right and who's wrong in this particular case.
Well, Mel, we'll keep in touch with you over the next few weeks to see where this defence case goes. Thank you very much. Our court reporter, Mel Noland.